All right, it's 8:40. Beautiful start to this day. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Well, as things have reopened in the last couple of months, no question that people in the workplace are doing their best to implement steps to make sure employees remain safe during COVID-19. That certainly is true with manufacturers, but they face this uncertain environment now, which really leaves them open to baseless lawsuits in some cases. Joining us to talk a little bit more about how to prevent this, the Senior Vice President of the National Association of Manufacturers, Linda Kelly. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Colin. Glad to be with you.
In addition to the health and safety of their workers, I mean, this has got to be a big concern for manufacturers, isn't it? Making sure that they're not opening themselves to some kind of lawsuit based on their practices.
Absolutely, and I think you teed it up really well. While the rest of the economy was largely shut down, manufacturers stayed open to make the things that Americans needed and continue to need to get through this this very difficult time, you know, everything from medical supplies to personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies, food, you know, everything we use in our daily lives and in our work even is manufactured. And so we needed these folks to keep working. You know, at the same time, the guidelines and regulations that were being put out were changing constantly, and we're coming at them from so many different levels, federal, state, and, you know, even local. They've been doing their level best to keep their workers safe in the workplace, but there's just been a lot of uncertainty that they've been operating under. You know, we're concerned as we, you know, really start to reopen the economy, that this could easily turn into a big explosion of litigation against employers if people are unfortunately getting sick in their workplaces.
We saw a case of that here in Michigan over in Oakland County, and this was not a manufacturer, but it was an office place where more than 50 people have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And manufacturers have got to be looking at that, too, and saying, oh, my gosh, what happens if that happens here?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just a very uncertain environment. And, you know, I'll give you an example. This is actually a retail example, but we now have an example where one business owner has been sued because they make their employees wear masks, and another business has been sued, for letting people in who aren't wearing masks. So it's a very volatile environment from a, you know, a legal perspective, and we think that businesses and especially manufacturers should have some measure of certainty and protection if they've been trying to do the right thing, if they've been doing their best to comply with regulations, if they've been making a good faith effort to keep people safe. We think that they should have some measure of protection against lawsuits. We're not talking about a complete bar on lawsuits. That's not what we're asking for at all.
So I mean, you're talking about legislation to protect them?
Absolutely. We have been asking Congress to include liability protections in the next COVID relief package that they've been debating on Capitol Hill. And there actually is a very good proposal that is has been part of the discussion, and we're extremely hopeful that members of Congress will see the importance of providing this certainty and these protections against lawsuits in the next package. It's really a vital part of getting our economy back up on its feet again. And we're hopeful that it will be part of the final package, but it's still very much up for discussion in Washington.
Have you begun to see some of these lawsuits being filed already, or is this just a concern of what could happen in the months ahead?
Well, there have actually been several thousand different kinds of lawsuits filed in different places across the country related to the COVID crisis. They're not all tort lawsuits against employers, but some of them are. And, you know, we see this as kind of the early days of the legal action around this crisis. And, you know, would expect that number to grow. And, you know, frankly, our members feel like they've done the right thing. They've tried to provide what the country needs. They want to keep doing that. They think if they're doing their best to keep people safe, that they deserve a measure of protection. And, you know, that's what we're working for. We're hopeful Congress and actually some states have taken this on as well. We'll take a serious look at into the impact of these legal threats on the economic recovery of our country.
Oh, absolutely. Because if there's you know, if manufacturers are having to defend themselves or pay out settlements, ultimately that cost is going to get passed along, isn't it? It will slow down the economy.
It does, and you know. A lot of the argument I've heard against doing this, passing this type of legislation is, it would be very hard to win this type of lawsuit. Well, you know, any business owner who's been sued can tell you that in the end, it's not about always about winning or losing. It's about how expensive it is to defend yourself, even when you're completely innocent and you've done the right thing. And you know, manufacturers, especially small ones, just really can't take that kind of an economic hit right now when they're trying to keep things going and you know, keep food on people's tables and keep their workers working and paid.
Yeah.
So.
Well, interesting thing to think about for sure. We sure appreciate our manufacturers and appreciate all that they've had to do in this current environment. It hasn't been easy, has it?
No, it hasn't. And I can tell you, you know, manufacturers are very proud at the role they play in our country and have been really stepping up to the plate. Some of them who made completely other things, retooled their factories to make personal protective equipment and respirators and so forth during our time of need. And they're so proud of that. And you know, I just want your listeners to really understand and appreciate the role that manufacturing here in this country has played during the pandemic. You know, and I think that's even more reason why they deserve a measure of protection against baseless lawsuits.
Appreciate the insight, Linda. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.